When you think about Kirkland in 2035, what do you see? When you think about our shoreline, what is your vision? When you think about the transportation needs of the city over the next 20 years, what should Kirkland invest in to best serve your lifestyle? When you think about Totem Lake Mall or the Park Place development, what are your hopes? And when you think about the future of the Cross Kirkland Corridor, what do you see? It can be a world-class regional trail that delivers bicyclists and pedestrians from around the region to places like the Houghton Shopping Center just a few blocks away. It can be a regional transportation corridor that brings the technology workers of tomorrow to the Google campus just down the tracks. Or for our children, it can be a safe route over one of the busiest streets in Kirkland to Lakeview Elementary School. It can be any of these or all of these, but we need your voice to help shape your vision. To ask and answer questions like these, this spring we went on a tour of Kirkland neighborhoods and talked to Kirkland residents. And this is what some of the residents of Everest and Moss Bay had to say about the Cross Kirkland Corridor.
A walking and a biking trail. Very similar to the Mary Moore Trail.
Let's coexist with pedestrians, bicycles, and rail, light rail.
I think I would like it to be a nature trail of some sort. Hopefully look very green.
In the Totem Lake neighborhood, we found two residents who had a unique vision for the lake itself.
I would just do like a longer trail for people to go on a longer walk.
I think they could probably, if they're gonna be tearing down the mall right here, maybe expand the park area.
And of course, several residents had some great ideas about how to improve the mall.
More plants, more trees.
Anything like a 24-hour fitness or a theater that brings people here.
I'm not really sure why they would want to level this, because what is really wrong with it?
Residents in the Kingsgate and Juanita areas love Edith Bolton Park, but they had some great ideas on how to make it even better.
I like it the way it is. It's very, very convenient to my house. I would hope that the trails could be somewhat maintained, but I'd still like it to be rustic.
We suggested a bigger shelter because we like to come here in the winter too. And that one, I mean, there's no place in it that doesn't get wet in the winter.
See, if they could just maybe make a few flower beds.
And residents of the Bridal Trails neighborhood had some innovative ideas about the future of the shopping center.
I would envision that it would eventually look like Park Place is going to look like. Maybe not quite as high rise.
It can go up. It could go way up, like 5, 15, 20 stories tall.
We'd have to move away from the model so much as each person having like a yard and that kind of thing, and have these kind of villagey spaces where it's people living in a little bit closer proximity, but perhaps having shared spaces.
I did just have one last thought, and that would be to put in a nice big pond.
In the Juanita neighborhood, we met a resident who 25 years ago had a vision for a shopping center that helped make Juanita Village what it is today, a model for urban development.
I think that we saw the potential of being able to affect change in a positive way in the neighborhood that we lived in. We wanted a place that was a wonderful environment for our kids to grow up in, but also that enhanced the city itself. Because we really believe that if the city is healthy, then we're all going to be healthy.
We weren't able to reach every neighborhood organization and every Kirkland resident, but we want to. That's why we want to reach out far and wide, everywhere we can, over the next 2 years, to hear from you as to how we can keep Kirkland one of the best small cities in America, and how we can shape it over the coming decades to make it even better. And so the city is going to be reaching out to every neighborhood and to every civic organization. We're going to be hosting forums. We'll be sending out surveys and newsletters. We'll be asking you to give us your input. Because after all, this is your vision and your future. And we need you to give us your voice to make it a reality.